Welcome to the Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Catherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Sunday Soother podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Andrews, and today we're continuing Goal Month. So all this month of November, I am doing podcast episodes focused on helping you achieve your goals more intuitively, more intentionally, and I'm doing it in celebration of my upcoming course, which opens for enrollment on December 1st, 2021. An introduction to intentional living. So if you go into the past couple of episodes, I've discussed codependency, what it is, and how it blocks you from your goal setting. I've also done an episode on your nervous system and your parts and what they have to do with going with setting and then going after your goals. And today I'm going to be talking about authentic values and why those are super critical in going forward and articulating your own goals. But first, please go ahead and enroll in the waitlist for an introduction to intentional living, or IIL, as I call it for short. The waitlist is going to open pretty soon. And if you purchase off the waitlist, you're going to get a couple of really exciting things. One, you're going to get a video slash kind of workshop from me on how I use tarot for my goal setting. That's right. I often use tarot cards and tarot spreads in clarifying and moving towards my goals. And I really want to teach you all that. So if you purchase off the waitlist, you'll get that. And for anybody who purchases off the waitlist, which will be open late November, early December, I'm going to do a special workshop with you guys, just you who purchase off the waitlist. And it's going to be a workshop on working with your inner critic and stopping self-sabotage around your goals too. So I'm really excited for both of those. So the waitlist is in the show notes. So go ahead and get on it. Like I said, somewhere on Instagram, the worst that happens if you get on the waitlist is you get a few emails from me. The best that happens, you sign up for the course and change your life, right? So no big deal. All right. So today, let's get into values, what they are, why you need them for goal setting, why they matter, and how to tell the difference between quote unquote aspirational values and then authentic values, and a few tips for how you can begin to discover those for yourself. I'm including this because a huge part of my course is teaching you a values discovery process, an authentic values discovery process. It's really involved. It's really deep. I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, but I think a lot of, you know, we all understand that values are important, but basically how we're taught to pick our values is somebody's like, here's a list of 50 words, circle five. Those are your values. And it's not necessarily very helpful because you may be attracted to the concept of a value like compassion, but is that true for you? And how do you know how? So the process I teach in an introduction to intentional living backs you in to authentic discovery of your authentic values. And I really, really, really think that having your core authentic values is one of the best things that you can do for helping you set goals, but just generally also to make life decisions. It really helps in terms of setting goals because a lot of us have been taught to set goals that are about hitting external markers or that are goals from somebody else's plan, like our parents, our teachers, or society. You know, goals like getting married, buying a house, having kids, getting promotions and certain careers. Those are kind of like the checklist autopilot goals. And sometimes you may truly want those goals. And sometimes you may not want those goals. And knowing your values helps you decide what goals are actually critically important for you to go forward with. This is everything for highly sensitive people because meaning is one of the most important things to the highly sensitive person. We want almost everything in our life to have meaning, and we can find meaning in almost anything in our life, right? That's why it's hard for many of us who are working jobs that we're not truly, our heart truly isn't in them. Like, we need that meaning. And when we go after goals, if we understand the values behind the goals and the values behind the why of why we're doing it, it helps us give our goals meaning. And that makes us more likely to go after and achieve the goal in the first place because it has meaning to our hearts and to our minds. We understand why it's important to us because it aligns with our core values. And then this is an aside, but the bonus of knowing, truly knowing your core authentic values, it just helps you make decisions in life, right? Like you can look at a decision that you have to make and be like, do my values support this? And if the answer is like, not really, then you just say no to that decision. I know many of you struggle out there with decision making. So having your five values, just like as an added bonus beyond the goal setting type stuff, it just helps you have like a little checklist that you can refer back to when you need to make kind of decisions that you're not 100% sure about. So let's dive in. What are core values? Core values are pretty simple. They're the fundamental beliefs of a person. These principles dictate behavior. They can help people understand the difference between right and wrong according to their own codes of conduct and belief. And core values, as I've mentioned, also help you determine if you're on the right path. They can help you make meaningful choices and decisions and help you distinguish between one way of doing things or another. So even just by that short definition, you may start to get a sense of why understanding your core values can be important to your life because they act as a compass for the way you want to live and the decisions you make going forward. So there's an article that I have up in front of me on Medium by Michelle Fife. And she writes, everyone has values. Some people just are more aware of what their values are than others. Being aware of what your most important values are, your core values, provides a valuable guide for living a life that feels meaningful and can greatly help with decision making. Making decisions that go against one of your core values will cause a sense of distress or discomfort, or feelings of guilt or even a loss. Following one's core values brings meaning and purpose. They uphold your sense of personal responsibility and they give you a sense of self-worth, which sounds great, right? So what happens if you, and you know what I actually want to distinguish is what Michelle Fife writes in this article, we all already have values. We just may not be aware of them. And so it's the awareness of these core values, these authentic values that can be so eye-opening for us. So what happens if you're not aware of your values? You may make a decision like one that I have from a blog post I found called developgoodhabits.com. It's a good website. They posit it like this. Let's say you get offered a job 2 hours away from home and you immediately take it because it will result in a salary increase. You don't consider any other factors or implications. You just assume that a salary increase means a better life. However, 3 months into the job, you realize the cost of living in the new city is much higher, your commute is twice as long, and you really miss seeing your family throughout the week. Without stopping to really consider your personal core values before accepting the job offer, you unintentionally took a big step backwards in terms of personal development. So hopefully you get it. Core values are important for living an intentional, thoughtful life that aligns with who you are. And then they're important in the goals, setting the goals you want to go after, right? So if you set goals that don't align with your core values, those goals are going to kind of feel empty. And because at some level you understand that they're not aligned with who you really are, it's going to be more difficult to achieve those goals. Or if you do achieve those goals, you're going to feel a little more empty afterwards when you achieve them. So then we need to talk about actual authentic versus aspirational values. So authentic and actual values versus aspirational values. So maybe you do think you already have a firm set of values in place, and you might really, right? And maybe like we have a hypothetical person who says, I value family, harmony, achievement, and spirituality. But then what if the person who says that they value those things lives far from family and spends no time with them, picks fight with or resents their peers, doesn't achieve their personal goals, and hasn't meditated or attended their spiritual place of worship in 2 years? That person is existing in the realm of aspirational values. They know what they think is important to them, but they're not living those values in their day-to-day. So those values are kind of just dreams, not reality. Their real values may reflect something else entirely. So let's say this hypothetical person instead works all of the time for bonuses. They paint in their spare time and they prefer to spend most of their time alone. They may actually have the core values of financial security, creativity, and solitude. So hopefully you can see the difference. Neither is wrong or better, but there's a truth to the second set of values that doesn't exist with the first. Mark Allen Schleske wrote a great book on values, and he, I can't remember its title. Let me find the title off, because I don't remember it off the top of my head. It's called Discovering Your Authentic Core Values, a step-by-step guide by Mark Allen Schleske. And so in the book, he writes, the vast majority of core value lists floating around out there are aspirational core values. They are values that the person or company ardently wants to be true, but they are not actually true. An aspirational core value isn't a bad thing. It's a great tool for casting vision. But without clarity, an aspirational value can mask the real values that are driving you or your organization. Who you really are is who you really are. And so authentic core values are, unfortunately, the more powerful kind. Why? Because these are the values that really truly motivate your current behavior. Sometimes these values lead to really wonderful, noble acts. Other times they lead to choices that we're ashamed of. They represent what is authentically true about us, both what is great and inspiring, as well as what is shadow. This is the thing about your authentic core values. They motivate the choices you make, both good and bad choices. These are not a set of hopeful ideals some imagined better version of yourself lives by. These are the real values at the core of who you are. So good, right? So aspirational values are nice. We all want to have visions of ourselves we're aiming for, but the way I teach it in my course, the exercises get you to your actual core values, and it's deeply, deeply insightful. So I'm not going to tell you the full process of how to discover your core values, because that's what I teach in my class, and I want you to take my class. But here's a couple of things you can think about. List five people you admire and distill down in one word what it is you admire about them, right? We can call this actually, I talk a lot about shadow work, but when you're talking about what you admire and respect in other people that you feel you do not embody yet, we can call that our golden shadow. Those are the qualities and characteristics we do have somewhere within us, but we have not allowed ourselves to embody or fully step into, and we can access those by understanding the people that we totally respect, admire, are drawn to, and naming what it is about them that we admire or are drawn to. And then another step that you can take is just look back at the decisions you've made in your life, especially the decisions that you ended up being like, that was a good decision. Like I made the right choice there, and list like what was going on in your brain when you made that decision. Right. And that's going to help you come into clarity around your values, because whether you were conscious or unconscious about it, you were using probably your values in that decision-making process. Finally, to some extent, you can, you know, go around and find one of those like 50 word lists that are supposed to do your values. See which like 5 or 10 you're drawn to, and then write down each of those words, and then define them for yourself, right? Like, because if you have a value of harmony, what harmony means to you individually is going to be very different to what it means to somebody else. And so by defining each of those values, you can get a sense of, does this really feel like a core value for myself that I totally want to adopt? So once you have your list of your values, what do you do? Well, I have a whole additional exercise in my course where we create personal definitions of each value, where we discover behaviors that support value, where we reflect on times we fully embody these values, and we understand on a scale of 1 to 10 if this value is present in our life right now or not, and how we can make it, how we can incorporate it more. So that is what I want to say today, short and sweet, about values and your goals. So remember, we want actual authentic values. We don't want aspirational values. And we want these values because these values are what will help us make the choices in our lives that are true and intentional to us. Whether that's setting and going after a goal or making other decisions, having a set of core authentic values is just like having a little buddy checklist in your pocket when you're not sure what to do. You can look back, you can know yourself, you can remind yourself of what you want to do to move forward, and you can go from there. So I hope today's episode was helpful. I'd love to hear from you on Instagram what you think your values are, or any questions that you have about an introduction to intentional living. Remember, it opens for enrollment on December 1st, but you want to get on the waitlist sooner than that, because I'm going to be giving some goodies to those who purchase off the waitlist. So happy values discovery, happy week ahead, and I'm sending you lots of love, and I'll talk to you next week.
That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Katherine Andrews and find out more about The Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at katherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.